Hi, my name is Jean Raffa. I'm an author, and I'm testing out my very first Audioboo blog post. I'd like to read a selection from my latest blog, and it's called Puppy Love. I hope you enjoy it. Recently, I wrote about a dream from many years ago of a sacred garden where a puppy playfully grabbed my hand as if inviting me to follow him. Who was this puppy named Prince? What was he doing in my dream? Where did he want to take me? In those days, I had only a vague inkling of what this sweet symbol had to do with me. But the sweetness has spread 100-fold since then, and I thought you might be interested in knowing why. Animals in dreams usually represent our physical animal natures. In Jungian psychology, dogs are often seen as psychopomps, in other words, spiritual initiators and guides who direct the transformation of souls. For example, in Greek mythology, Cerberus is the three-headed dog who guards the river Styx, the place of transition between the upper and underworlds. Psychologically, the upper world symbolizes everything we know about ourselves, and the underworld represents our unknown and undeveloped depths. A major issue with spiritually oriented people like me is that we can become so infatuated with the abstract life of the mind that we tend to lose touch with our feelings and our bodies. Have you ever been moved to tears by something and not known why? Our bodies send us emotional messages like this all the time, and dismissing them is like failing to open a letter from your most trusted friend. I used to ignore these spontaneous eruptions from the underworld, but now I try to figure out what they're trying to tell me. Are they about a sad loss, a painful betrayal, an unhealed wound? Or do they signify overflowing gratitude for the blessings of my life, like the freedom to be myself, a thoughtful gift from a grandchild, or a loving hug from a dear friend? Anyway, during the Middle Ages, many wise people considered the body to be a physical manifestation of the soul. This idea is being revived today by people like Thomas More, who wrote Care of the Soul, and Deepak Chopra, who wrote Reinventing the Body, Resurrecting the Soul. The common theme in these books is the loss of soul that comes from neglecting the sacred life in our bodies. So for me, the puppy represents an inner soul guide whose appearance signaled my readiness to get better acquainted with my physical, instinctual, emotional truths. That's cool enough, but what about his name, Prince? Did that mean something too? Of course it did. Everything in our dreams has meaning for us. Consider this association for Prince from the Herder Symbol Dictionary. Quote, psychoanalytically, he can be understood as the representative of victorious ego powers. So this innocuous little puppy symbolizes a profound spiritual truth. The success of our journey is a function of our, in other words, our ego's, willingness to acquire as much reverence for the unconscious life in our bodies as we have for the conscious life of the mind. That this puppy was a prince and not a fully adult queen or king suggests that I had a lot of growing up to do. But the fact that he was being fed by unconscious aspects of my psyche, and those were represented by the unknown people in the dream who gave him food, was enormously reassuring, because it said parts of me were beginning to heed this wisdom so beautifully expressed by the Jungian analyst Dr. Kara Barker. Take the time to feed what is hungry in your soul, and rest what is weary in your heart. Today, I realize that receiving Prince's affirmation from the sacred depths was when I started falling back in love with my life. Thanks for listening. For more information about inner wisdom and similar topics such as dream work, please visit jeanraffa.wordpress.com or find me on Facebook. Thanks.